5th Floor Dominion Tower, downtown Newport News, recorded live at the Honey Badger Den. It's the Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker Podcast with your hosts, Wicked and Doss.
And we're back. Such as it were.
Was it 4 weeks or 3 weeks?
Yeah. I know we had 2 weeks off.
Okay. Because I'm dealing with relationship shit, you know, it's whatever. We all deal with it. You know, we still got the fucking intro rolling strong.
Yes.
But yeah, going through relationship shit, lots of hospitals, lots of appointments. Not on me this time, surprisingly. And also been started on bipolar medicine. And since we jumped into it, I'm Dosh Trufin, that my dude.
Wicked Child.
And this is EC3 Cast, for those of you who don't know. Name. Yeah. So that's why we're doing that sweet, sweet Skype show. Because, you know, it's trouble in paradise.
I thought it was because, I want to do a show, but I got to go to the pagoda.
Nah, I wish. I've been working on the whip, nonstop the past week.
I thought you got it finished.
Yeah, in quotes, finished. What had happened was I put a new exhaust on without an exhaust gasket from the headers to the catalytic converter. And then I took it to get inspected, and they were like, oh, shit, is that a resonator? And I was like, no, that's catalytic converter. I was like, I don't know. Looks like a resonator. And the inspector called over their father, owner of the shop, gets down low, looks at it, starts speaking Chinese to a soon-to-be son, and is basically like, you're an idiot, and walks away. And then the inspector goes, oh, my bad. I thought, you know, I didn't see the bung for the O2 sensor. I was like, yeah, my O2 sensor is ran to my headers because if I ran to the catalytic converter, it'd rub against my CV axles. So here we are. And then he tells me, all right, well, you still need a bellow boot cover for your rack and pinion, which is steering component on the passenger side, and headlight alignment. And I was like, all right, fuck it. Did the whole bellow boot shit and figured it out thanks to YouTube and extensive Google foo. And come to find out, you should degrease everything when you blow any kind of dust boot of any.
But yeah, because you don't want to blow grease everywhere.
Yeah, no, I blew grease everywhere, but it got into all the fucking joints and fucking threading. So it took I spent 30, 45 minutes trying to hammer and jack the fucking tie rod out of the main hub assembly, I guess you call it, and didn't work. Then I found degreaser in the garage, sprayed it on there and tapped once with the fucking hammer and it came right out. I was like, oh. So now let's douse everything that's covered in grease in the greaser. So we don't have to worry about this shit again. So did that shit, took it back to the shop because I was like, I'll pay $60 for you guys to align the headlights because my headlights are from two different years of Honda Civic. And one of them had a bigger separation between the housing and the bulb housing.
I thought you replaced both of them.
I did, but they're from two different years, apparently, just looking at them. And so the shop didn't charge me for the headlight alignment.
Is that because of your junkyard foo that you got two different years?
Yep. They're the same fucking part, just one's newer than the other. And basically found out where to adjust fucking the headlight assembly and the headlight housing. It's a fucking piece that I didn't look at. But it's whatever. It's done now. Pass inspection. And then the troubles came.
Do you got the tinted ones on the back, or you still got the other ones?
I put the tinted ones on the back because they're DOT approved. And I was like, they look nice with the carbon Kevlar trunk.
Now they magically pass inspection this year?
Yeah. Basically, I passed inspection and slapped them bitches on. I didn't give a shit.
Oh.
But it's still stamped DOT approved. So if I get pulled over, that's the story. I'm sticking with it. What else? Okay, so exhaust. So I was like, all right, we're going to put on the new fucking exhaust gaskets, one for the header, which is a cone cylindrical shape, and the other one for the catalytic converter to the headers, which is just a flat 2-bolt flange piece of shit. And did that, and I was like, oh, before I put this together, I can get to the shifter and fucking whammy it and tighten it down so it actually, like, holds the fucking shift linkage. Did that shit, and then I realized, oh, no, I did it backwards. Like, fuck it. Let's see what happens. And by the way...
No! No!
That's right on time. By the way, I did cut off the flange, which was a 1/8 of an inch off for bolt holes that came with the headers. I spent time grinding it. Shout out Valkyrie for giving me a fucking rotary tool. Not rotary tool, a grinding tool. And
what size did you use?
Huh?
What size grinder?
Oh, just 1/4 inch.
Okay.
Bought cutting wheels and shot sparks all over the place to cut that piece of shit off and affix a properly fitting one on. And yeah, let's see what happened. So I did that, started driving. The rattling was gone that I had from the shifter and the exhaust. And I was like, but it's still, something's off on the steering. I was like, I don't know what the fuck this is. And I take it back home after getting delicious beer and snacks. Came back home. I was like, all right, what the fuck's the issue? We'll worry about it tomorrow. So if I can get underneath of it, I was like, all right, let's flip the shifter around to the right way and fix it. Oh, found out the exhaust hanger to the mid-pipe past catalytic converter wasn't on all the way. Wasn't the end of the world, just one of the things of like blasting it with lubricant and sliding it till it got to where it should be. And so, yeah, I've been worried about rattling. And I was like, where the fuck is the rattling come from? Like, at first it came from the shifter resting on the exhaust, tying all that up. So I was like, all right, where the fuck is it coming from? Rear spoiler, like, underneath the bumper, over the exhaust. It's like, okay, tying that, like, cut that shit up, get it off the fucking exhaust. So I was like, what the fuck else is still rattling? I'm like, it can't be the fucking license plate. Like, it cannot be the license plate. And granted, I had to drill holes into the new trunk to mount, like, to have holes for the bolts for the license plate. There is no way. And I just tapped one corner, and it was, like, gapped. So I was like, all right, there's a thing we got to do.
Luckily, you didn't have no spacers in between any of the bolts and license plate?
Mm-mm. So what I did was take gasket tape, basically, like the foam gasket tape that I have for the radiator, and ran it around the license plate, so should be fine. But in worse news, my fucking oil pressure gauge fucking took that shit.
Is that the one that does or doesn't work?
It does work. That's the one that does work. Okay. The fuel ratio gauge doesn't work because it's not wired to the O2 sensor. I need to buy a wideband that comes with its own O2 sensor through the car and all that good shit. But anywho, be that as it may, fucking run the oil pressure gauge, and I'm like driving to try to go to the gas station the first time, and had to double back home because it's just leaking like a goddamn sieve.
What is? Like,
the oil pressure line to the gauge. And I'm like, why is it doing this? And I take it out the fucking gauge pod, and there's like a gash of just plastic missing. I was like, all right, we'll just fucking snip that off, pull more fucking line through, and then we'll fucking tighten it down. Did that shit, went to the gas station again today, started leaking again. I was like, all right, we got to find a way. Like, we have to figure out what the fuck is, like, where the fuck is leaking from. So I was like, all right, it's not the fitting. like, where the fuck is it coming from? So I fucking turned the car on, like, started just to get oil pressure, just to get oil going to it. And it starts coming out between the line and the first fitting. And I'm like, okay, like, this is where it is. Like, I don't know what the fuck to do because I don't have any fucking gasket tape. It's like, all right, what the fuck can I do? It's like, all right, we'll try expanding foam. You know, because that's hood rich. You know, get it how you live.
Yeah, and just go for duct tape.
I tried duct tape the first night, and it just slid off.
Well, you got to clean it up first.
Yeah, I cleaned it up. I cleaned it up and then used alcohol to clean it up, then dried it. It's fucking still in the hole. And actually, today I got all the loose duct tape that slid down the line, apparently, into the gauge pod, cleaning all that out. So I was like, all right, we'll try expander foam. And I put expander foam on, just left the fitting. For some reason, the gauge filled up with a little bit of oil. I was like, all right, we'll just shot back the shit out of the gauge. And then I was like, all right, let's fucking check the expander foam. So I'm looking at the fitting and the oil line, and then the fitting just falls to the goddamn floor mat. And I was like, all right, this is dumb. What the fuck am I doing with my life? Why do I think expander foam will work? So I clean all that gunk off. I was like, what the fuck can I do? Like, I don't have gasket tape. Like, I don't know what the fuck to do. But luckily, your boy, when he fucked up his transmission drain plug, has JB Weld and JB Quick Weld. So I was like, all right, we'll slap Quick Weld on it around the line and the fitting. Should hold, like, it cures in like 12 or 13 hours. I was like, this should, in theory, work. And put all the threads, did all the threads with silicone, like a black silicone.
Yeah.
Threading shit, did all threads with that shit. So I was like, all right. Like, then I put the fucking gauge back in the pod. I was like, I'm not pulling away from it, so it shouldn't separate it. I'm pushing on it, so should be, in quotes, more secure. But we'll see. We'll see tomorrow morning whether or not I'm leaking all over the place. And I detailed the shit out of the car, like, vacuumed the inside and wiped up all the oil that I could find. And
now your interior glistens.
Huh?
Now your interior glistens.
Oh god, yes, twinkle and glisten, dog. And then cleaned up the engine compartment finally. Remember when I blew the radiator hose?
Vaguely.
Yeah, like I posted about it or whatever. I went in with fucking Armorall wipes and just cleaned up the intake and all the radiator hose. I had like just crust and gunk from the coolant leaking all over the place. So it looks better. Like, we'll see tomorrow morning what happens. Praying for the best, expecting the worst. But that my life, not including school, not talked enough for me. What you doing, girl? What's been happening on your side?
I'm dreading tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Former boss is allegedly possibly coming back tomorrow.
Ooh, to be in the same role?
Yeah. What's funny is the other shop, like, they're eager for him to come back.
Okay.
They're so ready because shit, I guess, has not been going swimmingly in that shop.
Okay. But now your shop's been, like, on point. Just
yeah. Been nice, been peaceful. So if you just see anger just pouring out of me tomorrow, you know what that is.
Got it.
Yeah. Ain't really been a whole lot. We had a nice Valentine's Day. I think we've established a tradition here.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Candy, T-shirt, and a card.
That actually sounds rad and legit. That's something to look forward to every year.
Yes. I got a T-shirt of Deadpool riding atop a unicorn saying maximum effort.
Alright, I'll fucks with it.
Yeah. I got
the as well for knowing your taste.
Yes. I got the lady a nice St. Patrick's Day shirt of a leprechaun cat riding a unicorn cat. And we were going to buy each other like kitschy little fucking Valentine's Day candy. And we said, yeah, fuck this shit. Let's just fucking go to the regular candy aisle and buy each other shit.
Oh.
You get a lot more shit for $5 when you just go to the candy aisle.
True.
I got her just like a little subpar thing of mini cups. No, she got fucking bricks of this and bricks of that. Symphony bars, which I didn't know they still made. Well, yeah, that was a good time. I don't remember.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That's the one bad thing about Skype is like, what up, lag? What was you going to say?
For my Valentine's Day, me and Miss Trufin went to Hair of the Dog, which has amazing burgers. She got a veggie burger, and I got, like, I think the Hangover Burger, which, you know, features eggs and bacon. And also, what the fuck else? Yeah, we went to Penance because it's the first Penance she could go to because of scheduling. And it was, she enjoyed it. She enjoyed my DJing, enjoyed the tracks I played. So, you know, it was good. And also hung out with, God, I got to find a fucking A-list for this bitch. We'll just call her,
You hung out.
Yeah, we hung out with the squad, the ODU squad, except for the one bitch that I'm just like, I've blacklisted because it's not worth the headache and hassle. It's, I guess we'll talk about that for the main segment. Keep it short and sweet about me dealing with bitches.
In general.
Oh, in general, dude. She enjoyed it. Took some photos, which I still have to edit, which I'll probably do after the show.
And, y'all can look forward to those about March 2018.
I wish. I need to fucking start doing my own work. But relationship shit keeps me from my own work. And now Wicked has gotten quiet, like, uh-oh.
That, well, the car ain't done you no favors either.
No. So, yeah. Roll to the meat potatoes.
All right.
Any meat potatoes you have in mind?
It'll become very apparent. We made no planning when we came into the show.
It doesn't matter. We're giving people what they want. By the seat of our pants is usually how they enjoy us. So, yeah. So your boy was given a ride to a classmate. The past few weeks, but before last week, okay. It was about 3 weeks. What?
Well, okay, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So, I was giving rides to a classmate and for the listeners and getting paid handsomely for driving a full banger like every week.
Oh, shit. So, you were an undocumented Uber driver.
Well, so, did that shit. But as time wore on, the missus started feeling some kind of way. Now, mind you, I already explained what time it was and explained that, oh, it's just for school. But then we started hanging out. And the reason we started hanging out is because the missus has a weird work schedule. It's done super early. So I'm like, man, I want to drink or I want to go out. And it just happened the person I give a ride to was down for the same. So it got dicey, like Andrew Dice Clay dicey. And we're not talking about good era Dice Clay. We're talking about later era when he realized he shouldn't be spitting.
We're talking about commercials for Comedy Central Dice Clay.
Yeah. So fucking going, like moving on from that, other bitch decided one night, I was like, yo, I'm tipsy. I want to hang out with somebody. And this bitch fucking responded. So I was like, all right, fuck it. Going out there. Hang out. And then I got mo drunk. And I was like, I ain't fucking making it home tonight.
You got super troofing.
Yeah, super troofing. And so I was like, I'm going. Like, can I crash on the floor? And they were like, yeah, you can crash on the floor. So I was like, fuck yeah.
Oh, I was under the assumption you went to a club.
No, I just went to this person's house.
Okay.
And fucking crashed on the floor. You know, as ones to do when they're drunk and don't want to be drunk.
That's classic Truffin.
Dude, what up? Know me. So
this is apartment level Truffin.
So started. So I texted Miss Truffin. It's like, this is what happened was, and she was none too plussed. You know, as one is to do when you have trust issues. So
would you rather me drove home drunk?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you want me to drive home drunk or you want me to crash on the floor? And her biggest to-do was, oh, you went out, like, with the intent to hang out with this person. I was like, no, I was getting drunk, and this person was like, yo, come chill. And I was like, fucking word. I get to not drink alone. It's very rare. And I'm kind of drunk right now because I've been drinking while working on the car. Well, finish up. I was finishing up working on the car. Started the detailing process. Then I started drinking. I wasn't drunk working on the car.
What are you drinking tonight?
Because safety is paramount. So then, fast forward a couple weeks, the girl gets the car back and is being super emo about the fucking significant other. And I'm like, bruh, like, I ain't going to touch it. But the fucking, the friend of the girl puts it out there to her, the one I'm giving rides to, this boyfriend ain't worth shit. I don't see why y'all together. You just need to fucking call it off. So this gets told to me, and I'm like, yeah, like 100%. Like, is what it is.
If the intel I'm being fed is correct, then yes, you need to proceed with this.
Yeah. And it's like, because I saw this shit too. Like, me and Miss Truffin saw this shit. And I was like, yo, don't need to be together. And she snaps on me. Driving her to fucking school, she fucking loses her shit. It's just like, well, why don't you talk to him? Why don't you tell him that? And I'm like, because I'm not his friend. Like, I'm your friend. I'm telling you, it behooves you. Look out for yourself. Just do this shit. Make these moves. And then it goes cyclical. 4 days of, I don't know why I'm dating this person. 3 days of, I'm in love. 4 days of, I don't know what this person. Like, just fucking clockwork, dude. And then the other one that I went to the house late to ends up fucking hooking up. And I was like, yo. See what I mean, Miss Truffin? Not interested in me. Just the homie. But still, I'm taking away time from us. So I'm like, what the butts, man? Like, I don't know what the hell you want from me.
I'm taking away time drinking alone while you in the bed sleeping?
Right. This is fucking basically. And it's been like, so I was like, it's like, right.
You know who you're really taking away time from? Game Grump videos.
Game Grump, right? You know what I'm saying? And so, fucking, to my disdain, fucking goddamn go to the hospital for my psych appointment, and I explain finally, like, everything that's wrong with me and what's been going on. They're like, yeah, you could benefit from bipolar medication. So for over a week, your boy been taking 1,500 milligrams, 3 horse pills of bipolar medication. Just every morning, wrecking fucking my esophagus. But some reason, I'm being perceived as quote unquote crazy because I'm putting my foot down. Like, I'm sick of this shit. Like, since Miss Truffin got the job, it's been nonstop. Like, oh, well, there's something wrong with you. And I'm like, no. Like, I've been the same.
I'm just as fucked up as I have been.
Yeah. But more so, like, mellow. Like, I've been mellow, and, like, when I, you know, everybody has peaks and valleys. Like, when I've hit my fucking peaks, I've been like, leave me alone. This is stupid. That's my peak. And then it's, you know, like, most relationship, somebody's like, well, maybe we should talk about it. And I'm like, maybe shut the fuck up. Leave me alone. Try talking about it. So, Then we fast forward to this weekend, and it was like, all right, we're going to Cheesecake Factory. And it took all of like an hour just to go get fucking lunch for me and the fucking homie. And we're out to lunch, and then I get told, don't worry about Cheesecake Factory. And then toward the end of lunch, I get told, okay, we should do Cheesecake Factory. And this is like 4 p.m. And I'm like, I'm fucking full. Like, I got nothing left. Like, lunch was bought for me. I had a full fucking calamari appetizer to myself. Then I split pizza. It's like, I got no room to eat anything. So I tell him it's truthing, and then it becomes fucking end of the world. And I'm like, what the shit? Like, if I went right now, I'm not going to order anything. I'm not going to enjoy myself. Like, I'm already full. Like, this is going to be my first outing to the goddamn Cheesecake Factory, and I'm already full. Like, no. I don't want to fucking... Plus, you said you didn't want to go out. Like, excuse me. But then, it gets held over your boy head. Through the fucking night of to the next day. So you know what I did, Wicked? You know what your boy did?
What's that?
I scorched the goddamn earth. If you are a listener, and you are still a friend on the book face, you'll notice... There are a lot of people missing now. It's about 60. About now, but we're going to say 30 or 50 people missing. Those are all the women folk that Miss Truffin didn't like me hanging out with.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. So, next day, after she found out I did this, and I was like, I did this for you. Like... Want me?
You stand there with a blowtorch in your hand.
Oh yeah, fucking blowtorch and fucking alcohol soaked rag. Like we're fucking doing this, and it's like I did it because apparently I'm spending too much time talking to other women that she don't know. So I was like, fuck it, let it go. Like it's whatever. Like,
I made this for you,
huh?
I made this for you.
Basically, and so then I get told, no, wait, that's not what I wanted. And I'm like, you've been harping on this for weeks. Why is it a big deal now? For me, it's not a big deal. Like, for me being super extrovert, liking hanging out with people, I know I can fucking hang out with people at school. I know I can hang out with people at penance. I don't give a shit. Like, them not coming to my home or being able to directly reach out to me doesn't bother me. In the slightest. But then she fucking get mad. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why are you mad? It's like, oh, you can't blame this all on me. I'm like, well, actually, this is from you not being able to keep an even keel and fucking being paranoid. So yes, this is all about you now. And it was tried to be argued to me like, no, that's not what I wanted. And no, I don't want to do that. And I'm like, well, this is my only fucking course of action because I've tried everything else. Tried to fucking reason, tried to explain, tried to rationalize, tried to fucking middle ground this shit. Nothing worked. So I was like, fuck it. We'll just squash the earth. Fuck all these bitches. They not the ones to share a bed with at night. I got enough friends. I got enough homies and female friends. We are fucking friends with simultaneously. And, you know, it's whatever. But
it ain't worth the angst.
Yeah. But to her, it's like, no, wait, that's not what I wanted. I'm like, right now, like, it's my decision. Like, this is on me. It's like, oh, well, like, you're saying it's my fault. I'm like, it is. The only reason I made this decision is because of you, because I love you, because I want to be there for you. I'm a bad guy.
No, but here's the thing people don't understand. Just because something is someone's fault doesn't mean it's bad per se. It just means these are as of the result of your feelings and or actions.
Yeah. You dick. See, adults, man. Adults. Like, and me and you, sticking through Wicked.
Well, it's kind of like the normal abnormal thing where, you know, the whole people perceive being called abnormal as like this negative. No, it just means you're not of the norm. It's not bad. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, would you rather I have not given a shit about your input and just letting it carry on as it were, or would you rather me try to make at least my own kind of attempt to kind of rectify this to preserve some peace in this household?
Yeah.
Life. Godspeed, man. Godspeed.
Trying, man. You know, it's not like I got my Dukes and the newlywed in the house at the same time. I know you're going through your own struggles.
Yes.
But, you know, this is my life. It's now or never. I ain't going to live forever. I just want to live my life. It's my life. Life is like an open highway. I just want to do it my way. Sorry.
No! No!
Put John Bon Jovi.
I totally just have the whole, like, I'm not using it, but I have the whole, like, all the drops are at my disposal.
Because you're like, yo, this deep talk right now, we need to be dropless. But
well, it's
when that, I freaking song, you're like, yo.
It's no, it's not even that. It's just that, you know, we haven't been using it a ton recently.
Yeah.
I don't have that, you know, that click going on like I used to, like, where I, you know, I was rapid fire there for a while.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yes.
So, yeah. I feel like we should wrap. We got a good media 30-minute plus show.
I'm actually recording this digitally. I'm not using the. I mean, I'm using the recorder, but I'm using it as an interface.
Yeah.
So I can actually see we're at 32 minutes and 18 seconds.
I think that's enough for a comeback show. Like, hopefully, Lord willing, you actually get to come out so we can actually record a fucking show. Without shit being tense in the fucking studio, as it were.
Hey, you can come to the Honey Badger Den.
It is true. I just need to bring my ass to Honey Badger Den.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, I'll tell you, rent out the goddamn
yes.
common area, and we'll do work.
I mean, ain't nothing saying we can't go in there if I don't rent it out. It just, you know, we won't be able to block the door like we want to do.
Actually, that's a good idea. So I think that'll be next show, because I haven't fucking been out there in God knows how long. So we'll do that. Claim the fame, that bitch. Do I need to bring the mobile show bag and mic stands?
The mobile show bag should be adequate because it has the scissor stands and everything in it.
All right.
What up, Iron Curtain being lifted back?
But yeah. So when we go ahead and throw it to all the spots, all the social medias,
you can.
All right. So you can find us at EC3Cast on the Twitter. You can find Facebook.com/EC3Cast on the book face.
Find me posting them tasty memes.
Dude, he's been killing the game. So then you have also at Dosh Truth and at Wicked Child everywhere. You can find me Facebook.com/DST for photos and shit. Or you can find me on the pendants page of Facebook for all my goth night shenaniganery.
Just don't friend them.
Don't friend me. Just like the fucking penance page and you'll get a fruit. Let's see. Email us at EC3Cast@gmail.com. Send us a sultry email. Or you can call us at the number listed on the book face page and on the fucking website, which is EC3Cast.com. Or by my favorite way, expensivecheese.com. And also, yeah, that about it. That's the best ways to reach us. We ain't dead yet. Oh no, living on a prayer.
Yes.
So, for Wicked Child, it's Dosh Truth and Sand. Love life.
Love yourself.
Love Jello.
We out.
Peace!